Conversation with David and Ken, and Zell and I will be pitching for that show.
Special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food to our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Bread and Ink Cafe, located at 3610 Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard in the Richmond District, serving family style every day from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. or later. Lunch was provided by Devil's Dill, located in the Buckman neighborhood at 1711 Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard. Open daily from 5 p.m. to 3 a.m., Devil's Dill serves a variety of sandwiches, including vegan and gluten-free options. Dinner was provided by Cassidy's Restaurant and Bar, located downtown at 1331 Southwest Washington Street. Cassidy serves new American cuisine along with a selection of drinks daily from 4 p.m. to 2:30 a.m. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm/give right now.
KBOO programming is made possible by KBOO member listeners and support from Seattle Theater Group, presenting English indie rocker and former frontman for The Smiths, Morrissey, with special guests Interpol, live at Moda Center's Theater of the Clouds on September 30th. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com.
Yo, man, it's a lot of brothers out there flaking and perpetrating, but scared to kick reality.
Man, you've been doing all this dope producing. You ain't had a chance to show them what time it is.
So what you want me to do?
You are listening to KBOO KBOO 90.7 FM. Next up is Calculated Conversation with David and Ken, and the show has been pre-recorded for September 24th. They will be back next week.
2, 1. Yes, yes, it's another wonderful Tuesday at the Calculated Conversation Radio Show. Me and my guy Ken Jones back in the building, yes. Recording from the outs.
Hey,
this time we not in the station.
We in the streets,
but we still in your life and in your heart. You feel me? So yeah, we happy to be here. Got some things to talk about. You know, we're gonna break a few things down, man, and you know, get things moving, man. What's up, bro, Ken?
Hey, not too much.
What's new, man?
Had a cool little Sunday. Went and did Sam's health walk.
Oh,
I got
man,
up, got Sunday. Up for that, and that was a dope little bit of time. They was playing the wobble to get it started, and had the dancing clown. I don't know what the lady's name is, but I know she got a little team. I see her often. Forgive me if you happen to be listening or come across this that I can't remember off the top of the head, but they got going, did that walk for a good little mile. They had the street set down starting at Alberta Park, and got to the end and had a few vendors and stuff set up. I think they had something going on too in the city. It was some bike thing going on at the same time too. But yeah, we got all that figured out. A lot of the peoples that run into often. P-Town Media was out there capturing the behind the scenes and all that. So yeah, that was a cool one. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, see, you know, Sam is amazing, man, and I don't know how much sleep he actually need, because I was at Sam's other walk the night before at Hobo's, and so I had, you know, we got it in that night, man, and we had an amazing time, you know. And I wanted to make the walk the next day, man, but it was like, dang, I was just drained and tired, and I had other stuff to do, man, but I'm mad I missed it, because I seen the festivities, man, and it looks really, really important, and I'm extremely happy, man, that he's taking his energy and his influence and directing it in the right way. I mean,
right,
you know, Sam Thompson's definitely got to be one of the most amazing, you know, men of our time right now, bro. Hey. Like, you know, I think even a little younger than me, you know, I look up to him, though, you know, and the stuff he's doing is just amazing.
Right.
You know, realizing this platform, realizing the power, and doing the right thing with it.
Right. He's got the influence, and he understands where his influence reaches to.
Yeah, everybody doesn't do that, you know, but he's always been for community, always been for moving us all forward.
Right.
And keeping people in position, and, you know, and the beautiful thing about people that's community-oriented like that, the more they get blessed by the universe, or, you know, whatever they, you know, call it.
Yeah, yeah.
The more they bless other people.
Right, right.
You know, and so it's good to see the energy and the love and, you know, the power in the right hands.
Right,
you
right.
know, so Sam Thompson is a major, major blessing, man, you know, to the whole city of Portland. We wouldn't be nothing without him, I don't think, at this moment.
I concur.
You know, so.
I concur. Yeah,
big up, C's.
Hey. Yeah, that was a cool moment. I guess I ran around there, stopped in, got my snowball. I had the snowballs getting handed out.
Right.
Did that. Yeah, outside of that, the weekend was just going. I feel like there was something else that happened during the weekend, and in my head right now I cannot put it together, but I know there was something else. Right. But anyways, outside of that, what's right. going on with you, brother?
Oh man, just you know, staying on the move and, you know, trying to secure my place out here, man, you know, enjoying yeah. it. I'm still having fun, still loving it, still creating, you know, still part of some amazing things and amazing people, you know.
Right.
So I just, you know, I'm looking for a complaint, but it's just difficult. You yeah. know what I'm saying? You yeah. know what they always say? I could complain, but who listen? well, a lot of people would listen, and they would love if you complain. So, but no, I'm extremely happy, bro. You know, gotta let me see what we do this week. God, so much stuff is going on.
Yeah, that's what my brain is fried. I know something Saturday happened. I just have no recollection.
Yeah, something really did happen Saturday. I just don't know what. But I do know Sunday we did the Roseland Theater with Nelly.
Okay.
And Cool Nuts and them. So that was pretty cool.
How was that? How was that?
It was cool, man. I think we was a little bit tired from the weekend and everything else, but you know, Nelly came out and did his thing. You know, he was always a pretty cool artist, in my opinion.
Okay.
You know, I'm not a huge fan of him, but, you know, I respected him as a businessman and what he's done for St. Louis.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
You know, he made a splash for everybody and he put some people on.
Hot in here.
But, I don't know, man. I've been thinking a lot lately, you know, like just going back to the idea of calculated conversation. And I like to keep touching on that idea. Like, you know, this show, you know, because it's just on a regular basis, I'm constantly seeing like how important it is for people to really understand the ideas behind calculated conversation and why it's important. You know, the idea of, you know, we in this society, man, that I just don't think they breed people to be concerned with anything other than what they're familiar with.
Yes.
You know, and that's creating so many issues. You know, more often not, you know, in situations where emotions can be involved, you know, with right. relationships and things like that. And I just don't think that people really understand that. It's like you can't really build anything special unless you really decide to open yourself up to build a bridge based on where you're different at. Mm-hmm. And I don't, and like, that's not a natural thing to think about and to know about, you know? So it's a struggle to get people to try to see something a little bit on the opposite side, you know, from what's always been normal, always been familiar, and always been taught. And to go up against that, you know, you're going up against a giant, man. You're going up against a monster, you know, a very powerful monster that's been prevalent, you know, for years upon years and centuries, you know, people's mindsets and where they get them from and how they hold them so dear to heart.
Yeah.
I find that to be confusion, you know. I've been thinking more about me personally being a spiritual man, you know, the things I'm learning more about, mm-hmm. especially learning more about myself. Mm-hmm. I think that's the most important thing, being authentic and honest with me and who I am.
Yeah.
It's not allowing me to do a lot of things. It's not allowing me to make a lot of connections with people I like to make those connections with.
Right.
And a lot of time the confusion comes from people being in a situation where more than one person is involved, but are only focused on one aspect of what's actually going on in the whole circle. Mm-hmm. You know, and when that happens, like, it's going to be confusion. And I find myself being really, really indifferent and intolerant now through any confusion. You know what I'm saying? So I don't really like to talk to people that are confusing. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't like to engage. I don't like to go to places that are confusing. You know, like if I go to a restaurant, you know, and, you know, the waiter and the owner of the restaurant are confused on what they're offering or what the order is, I might get frustrated.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I know that's normal, but it's just like, it's just tough.
Okay.
And we just have to I think we just really need to focus on going to the limit to understanding things that really may or may not make sense to us in the beginning.
Right.
So that we can figure out where the confusion is, because like, it's just really, really becoming, you know, a strain for people to connect with each other, mm-hmm. you know, because of the one track mindsets. And I really do feel like, you know, some of the most successful people, they have a way of looking at one situation from more than one angle.
Right.
They understand the idea of the importance of seeing what they see, but they also need to see what you see.
Right.
Because they want to, the purpose is to build with you.
Yeah.
You know, the purpose is to create some type of, you know, some type of movement forward.
Right.
In which two people have to kind of understand the same thing. They don't really have to like the same thing, but they should at least understand and then talk about what maybe they don't like about it or what they do.
Okay.
You know,
it's kind of taking the bird's eye view and also being able to drill down.
Right.
I think there's a lot of people that stay at the bird's eye view where it's the overview as opposed to drilling down and really trying to get into the weeds of it.
Yeah.
And I think there's a point I'm going to make as soon as we come back, because we got to get ready to do our drive part.
Right.
We got the membership drive happening this week, and we want to make sure that we keep shows like this on the air.
Right.
With that being said, we're going to get ready to hand it off and let the peoples tell you why you should continue giving, loving, spreading the word of Cable.
Listening.
All right. Thank you, Ken. Thank you, David. Well, we know you're on the streets, but Zell and I are here to tell the listeners why they should be supporting KBOO.
Well, you should be supporting KBOO because of the great programming that we have, and also because it's a community service. I like to think sometimes of community radio as being like the library or the fire department. I mean, you really want to have these services.
Yes.
They're not funded in our world. They're not funded by the government. And we are kind of glad about that, because then we'd probably have to do what the government wants us to. But we fund this ourselves. You will always know that you can turn to KBOO if there's an emergency, and you will absolutely hear whatever is going on. We're not canned programming. It's true this is a taped recording, but that's because not everybody can be at the station to do their show. But the way you can make sure that KBOO Community Radio is always there for you is to call right now, 877-500-5266, or go online to kboo.fm.
And it's a really easy way to donate if you just go online. There's a button, I remember.
Yes, right. There's a button in the upper right-hand corner, donate, it says.
Donate. Okay, so that makes it super easy.
Yeah, it's super easy. I think you could also even type in kboo.fm/give if you're all about like the correct, like typing directly to the place that you want to go. Regardless, clicking will get you there too. And it is super easy. And I tell you, every little bit helps. Maybe you've got $5 in your pocket. If you've got $5 in your pocket today, I'd say take a leap of faith and believe that you'll have $5 in your pocket tomorrow. Mm. And maybe it's not really in your pocket. Maybe it's in your account. And so your card, you know you've got $5 there. And you're going to have $5 next month. And you're going to have $5 the month after that. Why not show a little love to KBOO?
Especially if you love Calculated Conversation. I know that they have a very devoted fan base. People are always calling in. People on the street, stop them and let them know how much they love the show. And a beautiful, wonderful way that you can show support to David and Ken of Calculated Conversation is to donate to KBOO. So you should call right now, 877-500-5266. Without your donation, without the volunteers who work here, David and Ken couldn't do a show. And so having their voice be part of the KBOO community, part of the Portland community, is very important. They're both very truthful, honest, wholehearted people that are always have a positive message for their listeners and really want to just help and better the lives of all the people who come into contact with them. And I feel like KBOO does the same thing, that everyone who comes into contact with this radio station is much better for it. There's thousands of people who are listening to this radio station who benefit so much from programs like Calculated Conversation, who might not hear someone like themselves on the radio in any other mainstream format. And so today you should be calling 877-500-5266. I will tell David and Ken that you donated, and that will warm their hearts.
Absolutely, it will. And it'll warm your hearts, too, because I have to say, it's true. The radio does sound better once you become a member. It seems like a silly thing, but it's absolutely true. And you can have that warm feeling. They want to spread the love. Ken and David want to spread the love. You want to spread the love. Somia and I are spreading the love. So 100%. So give us a call. Spread some love our way. Again, I'll give you that number, 877-500-5266.
And on that note, back to the show.
So the point I was trying to make or getting ready to make is that I think that a lot of times people get into relationships, whether it's friendship or romantic, and they're in a sense searching for themselves in that other person. And instead of loving that person and dealing with that person for exactly who they are. Now, of course, there are some things that, you know, you're putting together that, but there's a big part of them that will never be you. They don't do things like they were not raised under these same things. So this expectation that they'll act how you would act all the time, right? Or a majority of the time. And I think people get so bent on trying to change people and bend them to their experience and what they've had in passing through their life. That's what they're almost looking for in their partner or their friend. And sometimes it does work where you come together and there's a lot of similarities. There's a lot of things that are very alike. But people focus, like they're focusing on the difference, but for the wrong reason.
Right?
There's this idea that there was a something I listened to, and it was years ago, and a lady was just talking about her husband and them kind of being the opposites, right? And saying, like, she's, you know, fairly clean. He's kind of more just leaving stuff around. And she was had to, like, reframe the way in which she thought about it. Instead of it being, like, a thing that irritated her so much, looked at it as, okay, there's somebody here with me. This is extra care. These are the things he doesn't necessarily care about, but I do. So that's just extra care that I got to put in, you know, to this thing. And vice versa, to where I think there's times where we forget about our part,
right?
The things that in us, for the people that we're dealing with, whether it be a friendship or a romantic relationship, that is different for them. The things that they put up with in order to deal with us. And that's one of those things that if you're actually sitting back and taking into account their experience along with your experience, then you've got a better view of what's actually there. And then the conversations that happen as a result, You know what I mean? Right. When things do pop up, like I can't stand the squeezing of the toothpaste tube from the middle. Like there's a million other ways to do this neatly, right? Right? But that's one of those things that, you know, you have a conversation of why that, what that, why that's bothering you or whatever it's doing. And it, and then also taking into account, is that really even worth addressing? Like, is it,
right.
Is it
a deal breaker?
Yeah. Is it something that's really going? But of course you get into the bigger things,
right,
that, you know, are more impactful is in terms of the damage that they could do,
right,
if you let
right.
them keep going on.
Exactly.
Right. But it's being able to kind of jump into that and understand that you're not going to get yourself. If you're looking to date yourself, then date yourself.
Right. Right. Exactly.
And that's where we got to be able to step back from and find with people who have a whole life, especially in our 30s, right? Like they've got a whole experience, mm-hmm. right? And you come together, now you have this understanding that you got a whole life before you, trying to come together and work in unison, essentially,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And understand that, yeah, that idea of being a reflection of each other, a reflection is more about meeting over your values and right. so on, right?
Right, right.
That's where the reflection kicks in. It's not so much you do everything as I do or answer a question the way I would answer a question, go about whatever it may be.
Right.
But I think there's many of people who get caught up in that part,
right.
and their differences is what breaks it down, because they're looking for, if it's not similar, then it's wrong.
Right.
It's bad.
Right. Right. What about just the conversation though? I mean, I kind of feel like everybody's so different that, and we all come from different places, that you're going to always,
yes,
you know, have to deal with something being abnormal to you.
Yes.
Like the main question is, are you able to have a conversation about that?
Are you curious?
And look into that and, you know, figure out where the bridge is to be built with those differences. Curious. Most people take differences, you know, and they don't really talk about them. They just expect the same.
Right.
You know, and I think that, you know, with a healthy line of communication, you know, or at least awareness, you can really get past anything if you know, have the sense to be able to say, you know what, I'm not used to this, but let me look into it and have a conversation about
yes.
it so that we clear.
Yeah.
You know, expecting somebody to be just like you is just don't make any sense. But I don't think it's too high of an expectation to, you know, understand that people aren't like you, but let's talk about how we're not alike.
Right.
To see where we can bridge, you know, those gaps and see if we have what it takes to move forward.
And see, and that's where I go into the idea of like, people got to be curious, bro. Like in right. general, like genuinely curious about the people you're dealing with.
Exactly.
That's really what kicks in. If you're genuinely curious, you're asking questions.
Right.
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 Because you're trying to gain an understanding.
Right.
That's where it's, I think sometimes in situations, and I'm with this too. I've done this many a times. Is just putting together my assessment,
mm-hmm.
right,
mm-hmm.
based on the things that were mentioned,
right,
as opposed to kind of getting further into what was mentioned.
Right.
I've just put it together based on these three things you told me, as opposed to asking those follow up questions and helping to build that profile more robustly,
mm-hmm.
right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that I think we definitely run into. But if you're curious and genuinely like,
yeah.
oh, okay, so then. And to make it make sense, like I think you're great at being able to ask questions that, even though it may seem like you don't know that, like, no, you ask it.
Right. Absolutely.
And get some feedback on it. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so being able to do that when you're building relationships with people, I think that's huge.
Right.
Because then at least you have an understanding because of the question that you would want answered in your head. You're mm-hmm. asking out loud. Now, if
right.
they don't have the wherewithal to be able to have the conversation with you and answer these questions, then that right. can be
yeah,
that's a that whole nother issue.
Right.
But at least have the conversation and find it in yourself to be able to, if you're not just so I think there's a couple parts to that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I know for myself, there's times where I'm like, people will tell me what they want me to know.
Right.
Right. So part of it feels like you're prying.
Right.
But at this point, we need to be prying.
Absolutely.
Many times we're operating under a lack of information.
Right.
Right.
Absolutely.
And we build a whole relationship foundation off of a lack of information and then wonder why it blows over.
Right.
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 And that's where getting in and needing to drill down. And I got another part to that. But.
But.
Again, we are in the middle of our drive week.
It's drive week.
Yes. So we're going to get ready to pass it off. Make sure you tune in. Listen for the phone number. Pledge something, 5, 10, 100,000. That would be great.
A million.
Take it up top.
Is there any millionaires listening?
Okay. Go ahead and drop one of them things. That being said, we're going to pass it off.
All right.
All right, Zell, we have some 100,000 people,
$100,000.
Well, I was going to go straight for $1 million.
You're going to go, well, that's smart.
But in case that's just a little bit too much for you, you can always go back to that $5 a month. You know, $5 a month is not a whole lot.
It's basically a coffee nowadays.
Right. And we're not asking you to give up that coffee. We're just saying, look, you spend $5 on a coffee, maybe even every day. I bet you could spend $5 on KBOO once a month. And again, if you call now at 877-500-5266, start a $5 a month pledge, we can get you the KBOO black beanie, aka knit cap. It's got the lovely logo on it. You'll be sporting that going on into the, you know, fall and winter season, what I've heard described as the dark wet.
If you want to give holiday gifts early,
oh,
I
yeah.
think that beanie would
collect
be,
them now.
Yeah.
Collect them now gift. For later. Again, it's 877-500-5266.
And if you're new to Portland and just listening to KBOO for the first time, KBOO is a great way to learn about the community. It's a great way to learn about Portland. And you should definitely consider becoming a member, because this is when I moved to Portland. KBOO was something that I joined pretty early on as a volunteer, and immediately I was connected to different people from all over the place, so many different people with different sets of skills and interests. I've learned so much about different music here and just different things going on in the city. So once again, you should really consider donating to this radio station. It's very important to the fabric of this city and to this community. 877-500-5266.
Yes, that's true. And don't forget, you can go to the web, kboo.fm. It's very important to you, this program, Calculated Conversation. That's why you're listening. Mm-hmm. You listen every week. I listen every week. Well, I'm often working and it's kind of going on in the background, but I always find them fascinating. They very often have guests on, which mm-hmm. I'm like, wow, how do you hook up with that guy? That's outstanding.
And oftentimes I think it's people that they've heard of that they are excited about, different people in the Portland community that they call in. Sometimes they're people they're connected to, but they're always trying to push the envelope with great programming. And I've listened to every show, and there hasn't been a show that I wasn't totally amazed by. They are very entertaining, very funny, but also the topics of conversation that they talk about are so important in what's going on in the world today. And so we can throw it back to them. Do you have that number again for us?
I sure do. It's 877-500-5266. Give us a call.
And also online, kboo.fm/give.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yes.
Thank you all.
Appreciate you.
With that being said, one of the other pieces too, I was thinking about this, and it's actually one of the books that I got sitting over here, this NLP, the neuro-linguistic programming.
We read a lot of books.
Right.
Just so you know.
And it having essentially do with, you know, the way in which we communicate. And right. One of the chapters in there was talking about if you listen to somebody, right? Mm-hmm. If you're listening to a person, like listen to the things their opinions they state as fact, right?
Right.
Think about how they listen to how they frame certain topics. And understand that sometimes you have to learn to communicate in their way,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's communication, actually. You right. know, that's why, like, great teachers who are good teachers, they know how to alter their curriculum to fit a student who's not catching it,
right?
Who's not grasping it at first. Right. They're able to put it in terms that he can get,
right?
Or
right.
she, right. right? And so, thinking of that chapter in this book and thinking of going into communication and dealing with these type of things, having calculated conversations,
right.
where sometimes you may be speaking to someone in the way that you would interpret and understand,
mm-hmm.
right? That doesn't necessarily work, You know, you think of like an engineer versus a salesperson, right? Those are two opposite sides of the spectrum. Typically, an engineer can't sell a product, right?
Right.
They typically don't have that part of the communication skill,
right?
But they have the technical ability, right? There, then you find a position called a sales engineer, which is like a fusion of those two.
Mm.
And it's a person that understands the technical part, but also can communicate this to these different people at these different levels.
Right.
And it's almost like you got to be the sales engineer for your life,
right?
Essentially, right. And understand that depending on who your audience is, who it is that you're having this conversation with, they may not be at the level you are, or they may just interpret information different, right? And so being able to understand it, because they interpret information different, doesn't make it any less, doesn't make them, because they're still great, valuable, right?
Right.
But understanding that in order to be effective in this back and forth, you may have to tweak how you come at them,
right?
And understand that that may be worth it, it may not be, right? That's up for each individual person to make. But trying to put it into context that if it does have value for you, then you'll figure that out.
Right.
And to be patient.
Right.
I think that's another piece in there.
Right.
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 Because with confusion comes irritability.
Right, right.
Comes frustration. Many things that are a part of that.
Separatism.
Yeah, because it's easier to not even discuss it.
Right.
Because it goes left, it goes right, it goes wherever. And I think when you approach people from your level of understanding and having to take into account, if somebody's just hell-bent on not trying to understand, they're hell-bent on essentially being confused,
mm-hmm.
because if you're trying to explain and they're not receptive to any of it,
right.
like sometimes you got to know when to abandon ship and just
right.
leave that alone.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You talk about your energy management. You have to protect the energy at all costs.
Jump off the ship.
Hey, you can float. Even though I've never learned how to float, I feel like that's still a myth, but you got to abandon ship, jump and go sometimes.
Yeah.
And that's like top level. Keep that in mind. But if it is of value to you, patience.
Right.
Patience.
Patience.
Even pushing back and trying to come back to it later.
Right.
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 Get it there. And then also understand that there's just some people that are not, it's not going to. And that's not bad. That's not necessarily bad. You have to be able to accept that there are some people who are not, whatever level you may have ascended to
right.
on your journey, they may not be ready to be there. 5 years later, that may come back together.
Right.
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 And things may work out just fine at that point.
Right.
But in this moment, that may not be beneficial right. for you nor them. Like I think I read something yesterday that was to the effect of growth. Positive growth doesn't always feel that way in the beginning.
Right, right, yeah. It's challenging everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you may feel like this is the worst thing ever.
It's tough. Yeah.
But this actually was beneficial for you in many ways that you couldn't see in that moment.
Right, right. Yeah.
Uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable. You know, and that's definitely one of the hardest parts, man, of growing, you know, like being okay with being uncomfortable. A lot of people not okay with that, and we not really bred and taught to be okay with that. We taught to be offended by that, you know. So typically we get offended by people that really have our best interest in mind, but we not really geared to understand what that communication is for and why it has to feel this way,
right?
You know, and so it really just the main point is, I mean, not really, not about really judging people, and it's not about, oh, you're different, I'm good, you know, because I think America, you know, kind of, you know, wore out the idea that we need to separate because we different. They just didn't encourage the conversations
yeah.
to be calculated and to take place.
Right.
You know, had they done that, we'd probably be, you know, on a different level as a country. But we encourage to judge without understanding and without trying, you know, and that's really what my problem is, you know, as we, you know, as we become more spiritually connected, you know, and intertwined with, you know, who we are, it makes it difficult to, you know, to really sometimes cross these barriers, you know, when the idea of misunderstanding is so normal and people accept it. You know,
right.
And so what we have is a lot of people getting into situations, especially when you think about, if you want to think about relationships, you think about the fact that most people get in relationships and they still do single-minded thinking.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And everything is a justification as opposed to, well, let me understand why you feel that way,
right.
first of all. You know what I mean? Yeah. And that's where I think the difference is. And so you really have to stay away from relationships. Stay away from pursuing people. Stay away from trying to create unions if you stuck in the one track mind and you like staying there.
Yeah.
And that's all you want.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You need to just stay where you at.
Hey.
And stop your pursuit of these type of social interactions if you're not prepared to sometimes question what you have learned.
Yeah.
Hold all your formulas to the test and make sure they still conducive to, you know, harmony, you know what I'm saying, and where you're going with everything. And a lot of people just, it's really hard to understand, but like, I know that me personally, it's really difficult for me to be around anybody who has a one track mind. And a lot of people would say that I have a one track mind, you know, but realistically my one track mind is basically the idea that we need to share information on a deeper level. You know what I'm saying? And if it's not deep enough, I'm really not going to understand you. Yeah. And you're not going to understand me.
Right.
You know, it's okay to be different. There's nothing wrong with that. But do you have a conversation, you know, clarifying your differences?
Yeah.
And do you have patience to, you know, be open to other people's differences, you know, to build that bridge? So
that is clutch. Upfront conversations.
Upfront.
In the beginning.
So, yeah.
We got another one.
We got another drive for you.
I want you guys to...
K-Boo is working.
Hey, right. Let's get these numbers up right quick.
K-Boo hustle.
Do the hustle.
The grinding is real.
All right, we're going to pass it off.
Be right back.
That's right.
We're doing the hustle. All right, we've got Zale here and Go and me, Somya. All right, guys, what have you guys got to tell me?
Excellent. Well, what we've got to tell you is that everybody is calling 877-500-5266 in order to give money to this lovely radio station. And we want you to be one of those people.
So, Go, we know that you're a longtime listener, first-time pitcher for Calculate a Conversation. So why do you love this show?
Why do I love this show? This show encourages more than anything dialogue over diaspora. Instead of separating ourselves, they seem to come together with the most interesting people that I can find in Portland, and that's saying a lot since this is Portland.
Definitely.
Calculated Conversations. I remember they had a show talking about child abuse and getting into the dynamics of relationships, kind of like this one, but kind of being like calling out and holding people accountable for, you know, treating people wrong in schools. Do you mm-hmm. remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
And yep. then they were going there, and they went to like food trucks, the food truck guy.
Oh, no, yeah.
That was fun too. It's just that it doesn't matter where they are in the conversation. They take even the heaviest subjects and make it relatable to be able to like hold in hand. Like they're all able to sit there with it and throw it back and forth. It reminds me a lot about basketball practice, like when you would do like shuttle passes.
You mean like they would throw it back and forth with
yeah.
each other?
They yeah, know, they're very good at that. Yeah, nobody.
They're masters.
Realms.
Yeah. yeah, yeah. And programming like this is one of the main reasons that I'm a part of KBOO. Awesome. Nothing. It's too diverse. Nothing's too diverse. No.
I mean, we can obviously get more diverse, and we can obviously reach out to more people and serve more communities. And we're working on it. And every year, every 6 months, there's a new program on meeting somebody's needs, or at least we're trying. And you're a part of that as the listener, especially when you call to join, because that's the only way it can happen is if we have your money. And I'm talking to you there at home who's listening. You listen every week. You love this programming like we do. Please give us a call, 877-500-5266.
Thank you, Zale. Thank you, Go. Back to the show.
Boom, bada bang. We right back. Appreciate you listening to The Drive. You know, again, we on this idea of calculated conversation. Every now and again, I like to come back to the idea of the name of the show and why it's important and where it comes from. You know what I mean? Like sometimes we might go a few months or without talking about the idea of calculated conversation itself.
Right, right.
But I want to make sure that we always revisit it so people stay in tune to why this is all important.
Righteous.
You know, and so at the moment, you know, we discussing, you know, just more or less relationships, not all intimate, but, you know, sometimes those are probably the most emotional ones that cause a lot of the most wreckage sometimes in, you know, people's mindsets and you know, in life. And so we like to attack things that are affecting people the most. So with that being said, we had a question come in from Alicia Rogers, which we do appreciate. Somebody finally asking the question. She said, well, what about being in a mindset of being independent for so long that it's hard to let somebody in because you're comfortable with your way? That is very normal. Independence is always a good thing. I'm of the opinion that even the most independent people still would like to build some type of union, though, on some level. I know I do. Yeah. You know what I mean? Some might not believe that, but yeah, but I do. But so I think with this question comes education, you know. The reason why you've been independent so long, like, what's the reason for that?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of it becomes because you have been in situations that didn't really benefit you in the long run.
Right.
You've become a little bit protective of yourself, mm-hmm. protective of your energy.
Space.
And it gets to the point to where you feel like it's only right to block everybody out now. Mm. I disagree with that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that that's healthy. I think every intelligent person, every person reaching for success in whatever capacity has to have some level of openness mm-hmm. to them in order to reap and benefit off the good things that life and people do have to offer.
Right.
So with that being said, I think the formula has to be extremely fine-tuned to a point that a lot of people do not know how to get to, which I'll explain, is being at a point in your life to where you strategically know how to protect yourself from the bad while still staying available and open-minded to the good.
Right.
That's the challenge.
Right.
Most people are on one side or the other.
Right.
Most people don't know where the balance is.
Right.
You know, and so the standards have to be fine-tuned, which means that based off your experiences that you went through, there should be a formula that you've learned on how you got with or were, you know, in company with the people that got you to a point to where you're so protective.
Right, right.
There was something missing at that point. So we got to go back and look at what these cues are, what these standards are, these formulas, mm-hmm. and fine tune them to a point to where we strictly loyal to them. Mm-hmm. We loyal to the things that we loyal to understanding the things that we don't want.
Okay.
And we're also loyal to understanding the things that we do want and that we do want to create. Mm. And a person like that can be single for quite some time.
Yeah.
You know, they're not about to settle. You know, they do understand how to read vibes. They understand what they've been through. They understand what they're going. Mm-hmm. They know how to bring in fresh energy with fresh people and stay open-minded.
Yeah.
But they also know how to quickly acknowledge when the energy is consistent with everything they're trying to get away from.
Right.
And shutting that down immediately.
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that and more likely than not, most people are not going to connect with your energy. That's right. Just the way the world works.
Right. Right. Right.
90% of people are not going to be able to go the distance with you. And so staying in line with the good things, you know, being conscious of the bad, staying open and also closed off, you know, which is sounds complicated, but again, only the most. And it starts with, you know, keen awareness of who you are, you know, in yourself, you know, and if you can get that down, to a science, you can protect yourself and still help yourself.
Right.
You know.
I think in addition to that, having to take into account, because there's a lot of people single, you know, and going the distance, and you get used to your ways, right? Your program and so on. I just had this conversation here recently and was asked, like, about moving in with somebody, like being under the same roof. And I've done that twice in my life. And told myself, like, yeah, I'm definitely not doing it that way again.
Right.
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 Or the second way. First time was with the kids, mom and all that. So that was it happened. Right. But the next one was just one of those quick whirlwind relationships that happened like they happened, right?
Right.
And being at this point of being on my own, doing my thing my way for so long, as far as, you know, house and home, and understanding that bringing somebody in, right, to that situation, mm-hmm. like that's another layer to it. You can have a relationship, but you're right. still not sharing, you know, the house. You're not under the same roof. Right. And typically in your house, you got a way of going about things. You got a way of your program, essentially.
Right.
And bringing somebody into that after you've been doing something for so long, that can be a battle right there.
Right.
Right. And I've had this thing in my head more recently of thinking about it and was like, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't have someone move into here or move into where they're at. We'd have to get a space together. Why? Because we're bringing our things into this space.
Right.
As opposed to me coming into what you've already built. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I
because
like that.
Now
I like
we're
that.
Putting this together. Together,
I like it.
We're building this space as one, as a union. And of course, before that, that's jumping however many months, years down the timeline. But up front, it has to be that conversation. We keep going back to that, the calculation of the conversation,
right.
And it's being able to talk to somebody as an adult and be able to address them in the sense of, what are your no's, right? What are the things you just can't deal with?
Right.
Right. What are those things that drive you crazy? Mm-hmm. Understand that. And if a person has an understanding of themselves, they'll be able to communicate and articulate that.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things also, though, I know that a challenge with people who are used to being by themselves and have been with themselves for mm-hmm. a while, and they're trying to build something and put something together.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that if they're self-sufficient, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like as a man, like I know how to cook, clean, I can semi-decorate, I can build, I can fix things, all those right. things, right? So right. it's like, what, I even do laundry. I haven't figured out how to make my white stay white, but working on it.
Right.
With that being said,
a little bit of pink.
Look that. But understanding those elements, it's like, where does the woman in my life, where does she fit in as far as something to be able to pick up? And I know that it's not all about the things you do, right? The more intellectually, it's these places to pick up. My answer to that for a long time was always just be water, right?
Right.
And I'd say be water. Just me answering that question, there's these things that I can throw out there, but it's more or less see kind of where you fit in. And I found that I was doing a disservice with doing that. And that's something in my reflections of more recent
uh-huh.
coming into that, because I just gave you essentially no answer to the question that you're asking.
Right, 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 right.
I'm just saying whatever you feel. So if you don't feel there's any spot to fill in, then you're not filling in, right?
Right.
And that's something where I had to take for myself and look at it like, okay, these are the things I need to be answering. I got something written right there. Vague goals equal limited results, right?
Right.
You need to be able to be definitive in some of the things that you're when you're giving information.
Right.
Because if
right.
I'm telling you something right. like, yeah, give me a red. There's so many variations of red. If I was just like a red, there's so many variations. If I was right. more specific with that,
right,
then it would help to get me what it is that I'm looking for.
Right.
That was, that's a broad, or like, I guess a better should be like, oh, go give me a Cadillac. Yeah, I want a Cadillac. Well, what kind of cat? There's the truck.
You
want
El Dorado?
Old, new, what? There's details in there that need to come with it. And being able to have that type of conversation and be open, or not even open, be curious enough to explore that. And you do that stuff in the very beginning. That's right. where you're building on that. Then you take that, and that can be extrapolated and keep going further, further, and further. That right. way, when you do come together, and you're trying to come together, you've already kind of vetted.
Right.
You've went through this, right.
right?
So therefore, neither one of you can say, I didn't know. I wasn't aware. That was everything.
That was everything.
That was everything. So it's just being more direct. It's not yes. just direct, being more knowledgeable of self, so that those kind of questions yeah. can be answered, but you can also ask those questions of other people.
Right, exactly.
That's what it boils down to. Oh, dang. We getting close to another drop getting ready to happen.
We got another drop. Hope you guys loving them so far.
Yeah, hopefully we got you guys minds tuned in and got your ears perked up. With that being said, we're going to get ready to pass it off for another little drive piece. Make sure y'all tune in, listen hard. Go ahead, dial that phone number, hit the website, whatever it is.
Keep us on the air. Keep us on the air.
Here. All right, y'all, we'll be right back.
All right, you heard them. Keep us on the air. Call in 877-500-5266. Zale and Go, what are your thoughts on the curiosity of these gentlemen?
The curiosity.
Curiosity
is key for innovation. So if you're into innovation and you're into independent thought and not squishy squashy words, 1-877-500-5266. Calculated conversations is it. What do you think, Zales?
I think so, and I'm going to slow that down. 877-500-5266. It's a great thing, and we must have curiosity. And if and listening to KBOO has made me more curious. It answers more questions, but then it brings up more questions, which is great because then I can turn back to KBOO or other places. I mean, I'm not only listening to KBOO, but I am happy to let my favorite KBOO people do the research, and I'll listen to them. And this is great. It's why I don't want to listen to other programming, because I trust my KBOO friends, and they do great research, and I can listen, and I can learn so much. And I support the radio station, and I do that. Well, I did that some time ago when I called 877-500-5266.
And as members and volunteers, all three of us feel that KBOO is instrumental to our lives, to the city. So we really hope that you might be able to donate $5 a month, $10 a month.
Raise the stakes, you know? Set it high, so that way we know that the value is high as well.
Put
KBOO
whatever in
you
your
can
budget.
Keep it in your budget. Well, if you hit that big number, I just saw the Eagle Express. Mm-hmm. That, I think it's a casino. We drive, you play. If you hit a big guy over there, I saw you guys go there tonight. You know, nothing like giving a huge gift to KBOO. 1-877-500-5266.
That's right, or KBOO.FM. This is what we're doing down here, you know. Whatever works for your budget. Is it $5 a month? Is it $10 a month? Is it $100 a month? People can do that. We don't want to think low, but we know that whatever you give is the right amount.
And whatever you give is very greatly appreciated.
It's absolutely your choice. It's your choice. Just like when you choose to listen to us, we imagine that it is your choice. So,
all right, back to the show. Calculated conversation.
Yep. CalCon has returned. We got a few minutes left. About to head out the studio in a minute. But, you know, what we're doing is just, again, talking about, you know, calculated conversation, you know, talking about gaps and bridging them and differences and how important it is to really never, ever forget that, like, there's a lot of people in this world, you know, and you're not going to automatically understand every one of them, right. You know, so it's definitely going to take a little bit of work on all of our parts to really try to dive into, you know, where people, you know, differ and not being nervous or hesitant or uncomfortable with these conversations, man.
Uncomfortable.
Get uncomfortable.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. To get comfortable.
Hey, there you go.
You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
Because if you're scared to be uncomfortable, you're going to always be that way.
That's
basically
how calluses work themselves up.
Yeah.
You got to keep doing that and then it'll harden.
Yeah, so it's okay to, you know, it's okay to get uncomfortable, man, with trying to get comfortable with understanding. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, if as long as, you know, everybody's heart is in the right place and the idea is to try to understand, I mean, I don't mind being put on, you know, on Front Street, you all know, right. I love it, you know, and so it really would bring us to a level of connecting on a deeper level, or like we need to.
Righteous.
So
righteously said.
Righteous.
With that said, we done did our thing many a times today.
Right.
Many a times over the past year and a half, 18 months strong in this thing. We're Calculated Conversation. I am Ken Jones. To my left, David Jefferson. Jefferson, I don't know where the D came in, but
yeah, I know it came from. That came from that tequila.
And we want to make sure that y'all check us out on everything. We got some new stuff that's coming up. You guys will catch a format here real soon that you're going to be very excited to get introduced to.
Because we're going
to
get all y'all involved.
Yeah.
With this show.
We need y'all. So make sure that y'all are paying attention to the show page, different social medias, which David got all those ready for you.
That's right. I will send them to you immediately. But keep in mind, at IG, we had Calculated Conversation. On Facebook, we had the Calculated Conversation Radio Show. Twitter, we had Calculated Talk.
Yes.
The website is calculatedconversation.com.
Yes.
And what about we on Google or something?
We
on
Gmail. We got calculated conversation at gmail.com.
Yeah, but what about the iTunes or something?
Oh, so we got the iTunes. You can find us on iTunes.
And Play Store, I think.
Play Store. So make sure you want to check us out. We've been getting a little bit of numbers on the I've been getting some subscribers tune in to the iTunes version and the Google Play Store version. So
dope.
That's a great thing.
Dope. Well, we'll be excited to connect back with you guys. Appreciate you listening. And stay tuned for Calculated Conversation Radio Show. It's just certain things we got to talk about.
Hey.
no facilities. Cause some don't agree with how I do this. I get straight and meditate like a Buddhist. I'm dropping flavor, my behavior is hereditary. But my technique is very necessary. Blame it on Ice Cube, because he said it get funky. When you got a subject and a predicate, add it on a dope beat, and it'll make you think. Some suckers just tickle me pink to my stomach, cause they don't flow like this one. You know what? I won't hesitate to diss one or two before I'm through, so don't try to sing this. Some drop science, well I'm dropping English. Even if Yella makes it a cappella, I still express yo, I don't smoke weed or sets. Cause it's known to give a brother brain damage, and brain damage on the mic don't manage nothing but making a sucker in you equal. Don't be another sequel. Spread yourself. For the pop chart. So when should a brother like you start expressing yourself, my boy, and show you how your track?
What up?
Drop English right about now. Getting back to the PG, that's program, and it's easy. Dre is back, new jacks are made hollow. Expressing ain't the subject because they like to follow the words, the style, the trend. The records I spin again and again and again. Yo, you're on the other end. Watch a brother blend dope rhymes with no help. There's no fessing or guessing while I'm expressing myself. It's crazy to see people be what society wants them to be, but not me. Ruthless is the way to go, they know. Others say rhymes which fail to be original, or they kill where the hip-hop starts. Forget about the ghetto and rap for the pop charts. Though some musicians, cause at home, they're scared to use profanity when up on the microphone. Yeah, they want reality, but you hear none. They'd rather exaggerate a little fiction. Some say no to drugs and take a stand, but after the show, they go looking for the dope man. Or they ban my group from the radio here in WA and say hell no. But you know it ain't all about wealth, as long as you make a note to spread yourself.
You're listening to 90.7 FM, KBOO, Portland. This KBOO programming has been made possible by KBOO member listeners and support from People's Food Co-op, a community-owned, values-driven, natural foods cooperative open daily from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m., featuring farm-direct organic produce from more than 30 local farms, bulk foods, and a weekly farmer's market every Wednesday year-round. Located at Southeast Tibbetts Street and 21st Avenue in Portland for almost 50 years. Online at peoples.coop for more information.
Going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choosy. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choosy. Club going up.